Well, frustration is growing with the Department of Internal Affairs over long wait times for passports and citizenship applications. One mother whose son suffered a serious workplace accident in Australia says she struggled to get him home because of the delays, and a 16-year-old athlete hasn't been able to compete internationally as she waits for citizenship. Internal Affairs has been under pressure since a system upgrade in March, Jill Bonnet reports.
Michelle Sheeran's 22-year-old son was rushed into intensive care in Sydney in March after glass he was replacing broke.
It shattered and pretty much just ripped the whole inside of his arm off. It took all of his veins, arteries, tendons, everything, the skin and everything. And he was by himself on a work site, bleeding out, pressed the SOS thing on his iPhone, and I got an alert and rang his boss, and his boss turned up to the work site and he was passed out and there was just blood everywhere.
He ended up needing several operations. Michelle flew out to be with him and applied for his passport to get him home. At that stage, the wait time was 4 weeks. But all up, it took 7 weeks, and she ended up paying another $200 for an urgent passport.
I could have had my son back here weeks ago, and I was only able to go get him last weekend.
The Department of Internal Affairs says the wait time for passport renewal is now 10 weeks, with a backlog of more than 53,000 applications. It's also dealing with long delays for some citizenship applicants. Some permanent residents are facing waits of up to 19 months for citizenship. For one 16-year-old sportswoman who wants to represent New Zealand internationally, that prospect is hard to take. Her lawyer, Harris Gu, says she's caught in a difficult position.
The organisation is unable to select her unless she gets a citizenship first. However, the DIA's criteria to escalate citizenship applications like this is that applicants must provide proof that they have already been selected to compete.
He's been tracking citizenship data and says there's often no good reason why similar applications take weeks and others months. Mr. Gu thinks a faulty algorithm might be to blame, along with a lack of staff to deal with the number of manual assessments. The managing director of Queen City Law, Marcus Beveridge, is angry at what he views as incompetence at Internal Affairs.
I don't know what is going on, but what is going on is a freaking disgrace. And, you know, I mean, I've dealt with this government department for 30 years and I've just never seen such idiotic and moronic behaviour at an incredibly slow pace.
He's worried the country is losing talent and investors as a result.
They're extremely high net worth. They're trying to invest in substantial money here when our economy's on its knees. And one of them's pledged to make a donation, six figures, for children of parents who are in prison. And it's taken 2 years for them to sort of open the file.
Internal Affairs said in a statement it had expected and planned for its March passport system upgrade to affect productivity and passport timeframes, but the drop had been sharper and more prolonged than expected. It says that's resulted in a short-term backlog of applications and an increase in the average time it takes for passports, but it's reducing both through a dedicated team, recruitment, reallocating staff and running overtime and weekend shifts.
That was our reporter Jill Bonnet. Now, Internal Affairs says it's currently focusing on older citizenship applications, which do take longer to process, and says it increased the number of decisions it made last month.